See in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin by, I watch on YouTube these goats, and they're a funny kind of a little, they're funny because whenever you do anything to startle these little things, they just fall over stiff. They just fall to the ground, and they lay there completely immobilized. And after 15 or 30 seconds, they come back to and they stand up and they're like normal. But anything that frightens them, they stiffen up and they fall over. Well, with what we're watching internationally in this culture throughout the world, we have war in Ukraine, Russia is becoming more powerful, becoming dominant in that area. The United States, we as a nation, they are saying that we are near our demise, which is not true. When we have the virus, we have talk of new viruses, even more severe viruses or plagues coming. Talk of the whole world being forced to be vaccinated. The economies of the nations in this country, Europe, internationally. I think about these little goats that just fall over when they have this so much that frightens them. They just seize up and they can't function. I'm afraid that with everything that is happening, people are just seizing up. They don't want to hear, and they don't want to analyze the conditions, food shortages, fuel shortages, energy shortages. I have a friend I talked to this in California Saturday. She said that at 9 o'clock, she lives, L.A. area. Saturday, they gave notice to the people in the units where she dwells. They're going to shut off the power from 9 o'clock p.m. Saturday night to 6 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. They're just going to go black. Well, there's so much happening that people, I think, are freezing up. They are psychologically unable to handle everything that is hitting them. Well, the only way that you're going to be able to function, I say, is you're going to need God's help. You're going to need God to help you. It's a spiritual matter, and to give you wisdom like you've never had before. We have natural wisdom. We can figure things out naturally, but we've moved into, as I have stated in previous programs over the last months, we've moved into the greatest spiritual time in mankind's history. On one side, there has never been such a rise of the occult in the nations of the world. A rise not only just in the nations in general, but in the governments of the world. I was reading an article today about Tony Blair, And I remember Tony Blair when he was in office in as a prime minister there in England. This guy, being in the occult back in the first part of this century, he and his wife, both occult members, whenever he would trim his fingernails or get his hair cut, anything like that, his wife would make sure to follow him to pick up the fingernails, to gather the hair, so that anything that he would shed, whether it be skin, a callus, anything, would not be put in the hands of anybody that had the power to do voodoo or witchcraft. You may think this is bogus, this is too far-fetched, it's out there. Well, no. Understanding the occult world, I knew what she was doing. She was making sure that anyone in house cleaners, people that took care of their personal dwelling, that they would not have access to anything physically, hair, nails, voodoo curses. That's how the witch doctors, they take something of an individual, put a spell on it, and then can cause demonic attacks on an individual. You have spiritual occult in all the governments of the world. Xi Jinping, the Chinese government, steeped with the occult, different than what we have in America, nevertheless, just a different form of the occult. It's in Russia, in England, it's in Canada, in Mexico, in Haiti, Puerto Rico. We are in and Christ, through the scriptures, through the revelation that John the Apostle had, the greatest occult time ever in the history of mankind would be at the end of the world, in the last decade prior to Christ's return, in the vicinity of time where the coming Antichrist and the false prophet would take power over a great empire at the end of the world and force the nations, the people of the world, hopefully the nations, but it won't be all the nations, it'll just be the Western world for the most part, to worship the Antichrist, to take the number of his name or to take a mark. Without that, you can't buy and you can't sell. I know that you, like the little goat, you've probably fallen over and you're laying there stiff, but it's okay. You're going to revive for the second segment. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
We have just crossed over into the dimension of the Twilight Zone. I know for the people that are spiritually minded and people that have been in the occult and are still in the occult and Christian people, you do know that what is happening in this world right now, there is a spiritual component to all the evil in the world. There is an evil component to the coming global reset with Chuck Schwab, or what's his name? Yeah, Schwab. And with Bill Gates. There is a spiritual component with this matter of the Anthony Fauci and the vaccinations and the viruses. Last week I talked about something that was disturbing, that people that have received the vaccination, it is changing your DNA, it's altering your genetic makeup, and eventually now you are a blend of pure human, and now you've been contaminated with something foreign, which I have been stating could be Nephilim, which were the fallen angel, half human, that existed before the time of Noah. And the Neanderthal man DNA, which existed before the time of Adam, or something even newer created in these labs, and it is going to make you sick. You can't recover. Your body, natural immune system, can't deal with it, isn't powerful enough to heal you from it. And in fact, it destroys your immune system. It takes out your ability to fight whatever it is they gave you. Disturbing? I know. Mind-numbing? Yes. Is there an answer? Yes. Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said at the end of the world, He would be the only answer to what will happen to mankind at the end of the world. He is the only answer to the wars. And how is he going to deal with this matter of the wars? Armageddon. He's going to come and bring his army from heaven to Armageddon to deal with the armies of mankind. How is he going to deal with the sicknesses that will be that we'll have at the end of the world? The world prior to Christ's coming is going to be sick. It will be a sick world. In other words, unhealthy. From vaccinations, from man-made diseases, man-made plagues at the microscopic level and at the DNA level. Isaiah, I don't remember the verse. I think I heard this. I do want to make a note here for people that really want to know. The first time I ever heard about Nephilim, half angel, half human, was when I was being part of an assembly in California, in Berkeley, California, and the man that was a pastor over a numerous assemblies throughout the country, he is the one that introduced to his church members this matter of Nephilim, half angel, half human, or partially angel, partially human. He had mentioned it. He had read about in L.A. a woman who gave birth to a child. The child was soulless in a sense. He had a soul, he could think, but the child was only 3-4 years old, but uncontrollable because he was so powerful. He was very, very strong. He had no emotion. He didn't seem to have any joy. But if you would do something to him, he would do whatever you did to him back. If you would hit him, he'd hit you back. If you push him, he'd push you back. If you kick him, he kicks you back. He just responded. He reacted to how he was treated. The woman, an actress, couldn't control him. She took him into the psychiatric world to tell them, you know, I don't know what to do with this boy. They began to evaluate. And they said, well, who's his father? And she said, well, I don't know because... And she told him a bizarre story. She goes to bed one night, and she has a dream. And in the dream, she has a real-life dream. A man comes, and they have intercourse in the dream. There was no actual physical contact. She just has intercourse in her dream with some guy. And she wakes up, and a little while later, she's pregnant. An angel. A fallen angel. And they had to put this child in a padded cell, and it was so violent that it would run head on into the walls of the cell. It wouldn't hurt it, but it was very violent. It took four men to control this child. 1974, I hear this story. It was in the LA paper. You can probably go back, I don't know if it was the L.A. Times, not sure which L.A. paper it was in. True story of an actress who had a dream, and in the dream she had sex with a fallen angel, and she is pregnant. That was then. Well, coming forward to our present, what has been placed in some of these batches of the DNA may also be DNA of these Nephilim or fallen angels. And whenever the science community, the government, whenever they find these giants, they began immediately to test them. And there's a story of Nimrod in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis. And Nimrod, in articles that I had read and researched by Christian men that had studied the scripture to really see what had happened to Nimrod, he was born, they believe, just as a natural human being, but at some point, things began to change with him genetically, and he became a giant. As bizarre as it may seem, this is more real than Greek mythology, so we have to pay attention to it. I do. You don't have to. I will, and I'll tell you what I feel, and I'll present it to you, and you can dismiss it if you like, but just remember it. And here they just recently found the tombs of Nimrod and Gilgamesh. Now, who do you think has access to those bodies? I promise you, DARPA, the American government, will have access to it. Well, what about the German government? What about the Russian government? What about the English government? What about the other governments of the world? Who's going to do the investigation on the DNA of these Gilgamesh or Nimrod? I promise you the United States of America will have first say as to the testing and get the results immediately. And will they use the DNA of these two bodies for military purposes? Everything that they do eventually ends up in the hands of the militaries of the governments of the world. They always weaponize everything they find, weaponize every science, every technology. The Twilight Zone or reality? And here we find out through what I had presented to this audience last week, and I have had comments from friends through the last four or five days. They are shocked. They know that it is very difficult for me to present this, and I've told them, I said, this is difficult for me to present that you have been, those that have been inoculated are being changed genetically. And those that have been inoculated, men and female, men and women, they're going to have children. The children are not going to be human. They're going to be something, they're human-like, but not human, because they have DNA, different DNA. They have the DNA of other life forms. And so these children that will be born are going to be different. They're going to be in a different league of human-like creatures. And like I had stated last week, what makes a human different from these other creatures? What makes a human different from a dog, a cat, a giraffe, an ant, a worm, is that God created Adam with three parts of his being. He had a body, he had a soul, and it's with the soul where there's the consciousness. And a dog has a soul because he has consciousness. And something in these little, that has been injected into people, these little parasites or these little nanobots or these little whatever they may be, they have consciousness. But what the difference is between the creatures and man, created after the image of God through the likeness of Adam, is that Adam had a body, a soul, and the soul has three. I have to rehearse this with you. The soul, your mind, your soul, has three compartments, I guess you could say, to it. There are three experiences in your soul. Your mind, that you use to think with, logic, addition, subtraction. Then you have emotion in women. You know the emotional ties with women and their children and in their world. Mind, emotion. And then you have a third experience called will. And it's with the will that you determine. You make your determinations. It's your drive. So you have in your soul, mind, emotion, will. A dog has a mind, emotion, and a will. But the thing that the dog does not have is a third aspect of what God put within man. Man has a spirit, a human spirit, a vacuum, something within his being that is able to contain, was made specifically to house the Holy Spirit of God. And that happened after Christ, after his resurrection. And though in the Old Testament, men had the Spirit had this compartment, they had to wait. Mankind had to wait until the death of Christ so that Christ could become the life-giving Spirit. And then he could fill that chamber within every human being with himself, and they would have eternal life. And that chamber, or that vacuum, or this Spirit, it has three parts to it. Or there are three distinctly different experiences also to the Spirit of man. The first part in the Spirit is your heart. It's your heart. It's your the spiritual organ with which you have affection, with which you love, or with you hate. Love or hate. Then you have, secondly, a conscience. You have the ability to know right and wrong. When a dog kills another animal to eat, like the wolves, they don't have a conscience. They don't know that this is wrong for them to kill another creature. It's their nature. They're created to do that. But with man, it's different. We have a conscience. We know right from wrong. We know good from bad. What is evil? What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? We have a conscience. And at the end of the world, God says that men that will be leaders in the world, called wicked people, they have a conscience, but they will not live by their conscience. They will live by their desires of the flesh and by the desires of whatever it is they want. So the Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in just a little bit. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a wokey. Listen to 1360KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Well, are we reaching to the outer limits? What I'm presenting may be really out there, but the fact is, it is the truth. And as I was explaining before we went to the commercial, that in mankind's human, what makes us different than chimeras, which or the animals is that we, mankind, true mankind, have a human spirit. That in that spirit you have three experiences. Heart, you have conscience. And the men, the rulers of the world today, they are void of conscience. And the Apostle Paul said that they would be. And Christ said they would be also void of their conscience. They would not follow their conscience. Then thirdly, you have in the spirit of man, you have the intuition. It is the part of your being that God has given you to have a sensitivity to things that are just not in the physical plane. A sensitivity to another world. A sensitivity to God. God consciousness. A sensitivity to things that you just sense. That something is just not right. You have sensitivity to, you go into a certain building or into a certain nightclub or into a certain area of the world and you just sense that it's not, you're not safe. This is your human spirit. It is a, women, they just sense when their children, something is wrong with one of their children. That's what the intuition does. And when a person is born again, that intuition comes to life like they have never experienced before that experience of meeting Christ. Now with, and I use the word chimera, but it's actually chimera. And I have a friend that's a veterinarian, and about 30 years ago, I think he said, they started where he was working, they started, he was introduced to chimeras, where they would begin to genetically change animals and doing experiments. Well, the greatest experiment always in mankind, with mankind, man always gravitates, his evil always gravitates to man. He may begin dissecting frogs, working with mice, cloning mice, little creatures like this, but the goal always, the objective of fallen man, of evil man, is the greatest, they are prime direction will always be with man himself. With the greatest experiment is with people. You want to do any experimentation, it will be gravitate to people. It's just the way, the nature of man. It is just evil. So with these new human-like creatures that are going to be born, you are not going to be able to abort them. The people who are pro-abortion people, these women, once they get pregnant with these little chimeras, they're going to want to abort these things. But I have a feeling that there are going to be laws that are going to be passed by pharmaceutical companies that the child or the creature that they're going to give birth to is actually property of either the government or the pharmaceutical companies, the research companies, and they're going to be forbidden to abort these children. And I realized last week, almost 2 weeks ago, that the Roe versus Wade, this coming and being changed, and they have with this issue of abortion, by them declaring it to be illegal, there's a dilemma. Did the Supreme Court, like I stated last week, did the Supreme Court, members of the Supreme Court, did they know that eventually the abortion decision, the change in the abortion matter, would actually work on behalf of the pharmaceutical research government agencies, it would work to their advantage, because if they allow the states to determine that abortion is illegal and the states pass these laws, then these women that will have these non-human creatures, they're going to be giving birth to these things, should they want to abort these things that are not human. And they're going to be able to know in the womb if they are human or non-human. And again, this is really difficult for me to talk about, because I have friends and family that have been vaccinated, and friends and near family members that are going to be getting pregnant in the future that have been vaccinated. Is this going to, will these chimeras be born from every single person that has been vaccinated? I can't say that. I don't know. It may take time for the DNA to be contaminated and damaged to the point where, should a woman get pregnant, at that point, the child, the DNA of that child will also be contaminated with what has been in the vaccinations. It's very difficult for me to talk about, but I do have to talk about it, because I see it. I understand it. Like I stated in the first segment, or the second segment, I started studying this matter of Nephilim in 1974. It's the first time it was introduced to me. And through in the last 9 months, I've done two programs on how the documented proof that these research facilities have been taking, and they use the term Neanderthal, and they're using this Neanderthal and Nephilim DNA and have put it in batches of the vaccinations. The 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Stop the thing that you do. I said, oh.
There has been, and I'm not joking about this, there has been a spell that has been put over a spirit of deception over the nations of the world. And Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 25, there would be a covering and a veil that would be put over the minds and the eyes and the ears of the people of the world. Through all time, it would be fear of death, and it would be a veil. But it's deeper than that. There would be a deception, a great deception, that would occur over the nations of the world, and at the end of the world, more so than ever before. A great, powerful deception. And there would be the tools and the means to bring about a deception over the people that would live at the end of the world. And it would be called the media. It would be the media internationally that is controlled by a group out of England called the Pilgrim Society that have taken over all media, regardless of what manner of media. Secondly, there would be a great deception over the nations that would be introduced into the world through the pharmaceutical companies, through sorcery, that is the witchcraft and the soul-numbing and the mind-numbing effect of drugs. Not just drugs like LSD and fentanyl and all these type of drugs that cause these great addictions, but also even prescription drugs. And the prescription drugs, there would be a nation that would, you might say, use more prescription drugs and any other kind of drugs than any other culture in the whole world, more so than all the nations of Europe or Asia. It would be an empire. It would be a nation. And this nation would have a medical profession where these drugs would be available to people, to the society. And the people would have not only the assistance of the government to provide these drugs, but they would financially have the ability to purchase these drugs. Then these are the legal drugs that your doctor would prescribe. The other drugs would be those that would be illegal that you'd have to find on the street through black market. But there'd be, the country would be so wealthy, they would be able to afford these black market drugs, whatever they may be, cocaine, heroin, you name it. On the black market, they would be in a different part of an economic world in this great empire. Only one nation like it, just one, the United States of America. And the sorcery means witchcraft. The pharmaceutical means witchcraft. And it says that this end time empire would use witchcraft, would be the use of witchcraft would make it great. The use of witchcraft would be like a hypnotism on the whole society. The whole society would be hypnotized. It would be under the control of mind-numbing, blinding drugs, hypnotism. And this is what Isaiah said in Isaiah 25. There would be a covering that would go out over the world. It would be a covering of deception. And there would be a veil that would go out that would bring a numbness to the psychological ability of people to reason in a natural way, in a way that would be healthy, to protect them from all of the hidden spiritual things taking place around them. And then it would also, by the use of drugs. Now, you know, I have an uncle that went in for a operation. He had to have a heart transplant, or but he was 70, and he had to have a bypass, open heart surgery. And he was in the hospital for about three weeks, almost a month. And he said the main thing that he hated more than anything is he couldn't move, and they were giving him these drugs and the nightmares that he was having. And I know, as I'm telling you this, there are many of you that have taken these drugs that have put you in a different state of mind. And I'm talking about prescription drugs that have put you in a different state of mind. And you have nightmares, you can't sleep, you are anxious, you are, it just does things to you psychologically that you don't like, but you need the drugs to take care of your medical condition. Sorcery. It's sorcery. It is the way that these companies have been able to use these drugs to alter your state of consciousness, to open you up to spiritual things that are not from the kingdom of heaven, but from the kingdom of darkness. You may think that this is bizarre. I know you understand it and you realize it. And these psychotropic drugs, and what they do to these young, these murderers that go out and murder these people. And more so than not, they say, well, we heard voices. We hear voices, or we see things, or we were told to do this. We hear voices. This is sorcery. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be back in a second. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I continually present to the audience that we're at the end of the world. And Matthew said that the day and the hour that Christ will return, no man knows, but the angels of heaven and his Father knows. And then Luke said that as it was in the days of Noah, it will also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. He said that they're going to eat, they're going to drink, they're going to marry wives, they're going to divorce, they're going to remarry until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. That would be the condition in the society. And he also said that they ate and they drank and they bought and they sold, they planted, they builded, just like nothing was happening. It just everything went on as normal. Now, he says here in an interesting way, they did eat and drink. It means like buffeting, like you go to Las Vegas and go to a buffet. You eat and drink. You indulge yourself. You eat as much as you want. You drink as much as you want, just like in the days of Rome when they would go into these big festivities and they would eat and eat and eat, and they had the vomitoriums. They'd go and vomit, and they go back and eat some more, in that type of a principle. But it also means another deeper thought is this, that they will indulge in their wickedness as much as they want they'll do everything that is wicked, and they will, as much as they can possibly handle, they will do that. Pedophiles, they will indulge in pedophilia. And you look at in this world, in the LGBT, that society, what are they doing? They are buffeting. They are eating. They are indulging. Indulging in any kind of sin as much as they can indulge in, morning to night. The same with pedophiles. They will, you cannot supply enough children. And those that will murder people, you cannot. I was reading an article last night about a guy in Germany. This guy was responsible for the death, physically, this killing over 1,000 Jews. And he just enjoyed it. He could not get enough. He wanted more. He was executed in 1969. But buffeting, in other words, indulging, and not just eating and drinking, but in your evil. At the end of the world, Noah, in the days of Noah, there was violence throughout the whole world. And as it was then, it will also be in the time in which we are living prior to Christ's return. There will be so much evil and so much violence that it will just continue to escalate. We haven't seen, I know I hear other people talking about this, and I understand they do believe to a degree what they're saying, but to be honest, the violence is going to increase like you could never imagine. It's just like these chimeras that are going to begin to be born week, month to month, month to month, month to month in the future, more and more of these non-human, human look-alike, but non-human creatures are going to be born again. The mind cannot comprehend it. The mind will not comprehend the violence that is going to take place. The mind cannot comprehend that people that are wicked are going to continue to indulge more and more into every type of wickedness known to man. And these pharmaceutical companies, they are indulging in new ways to destroy mankind. That's it for today. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360KHNC.com. And thank you so much for supporting this program with your financial help. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
I like guns. I like guns.
The P.E. Gun Show, July 16th and 17th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade. This show's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Guns. I like guns.
Hey folks, the Rev here.
When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown.